Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Happy New Year, my dear Diamond Effect listeners. Welcome to the first full podcast episode in 2024, which is an episode 130. Welcome, welcome. First, I want to wish you all the best in 2024. I want to wish you for this year to be the best yet and for all your goals, personal and business professional, not only for you to achieve them, but even blow your own mind and exceed them. That's my wish for you and for me for this year. As a start of the year, I did want to talk about strategic planning, especially for those of you who haven't done it yet. It's not too late. We're still in the beginning of January. I want to encourage you and maybe help you and motivate you to do that. I have a very strong opinion about planning, and I truly believe that running a successful business long term, where you can really fulfill your full potential, your business's full potential, strategic planning is critical. And it really, it's the same thing applies to your life. Living an intentional life when you're living up to your full potential, I don't think it's impossible without planning component in it. So that's why we're starting this year with a couple of episodes on planning. Today, I'm going to share with you the process that we went through with my clients in mid-December for strategic planning. And I will share with you parts of my strategic plan and how I use this process to set a direction for myself, to set a goal for myself and my business, and what the little things that are going to change. Now, I'm not going to talk about it in detail, the whole plan, because it's going to be too long, but I would just give you an example how I implemented it in my business. And then the next week, I actually have an interview with one of my clients, Maria, who went through the strategic planning event with me and all the other clients and what it meant to her, how it helped her. And I think her perspective is great because she's never done it before. Because you might be thinking, okay, Maggie, well, strategic plan is good for you and it's easy, you've done it all the time. And for me, it feels scary and I don't want to do it. It seems like a lot of work. In the interview with Maria, you'll learn about how she's done it. And she's run her business for 5 years. She's never done it before. I actually have a client who's had her business for many, many years. And December was the first time she actually did her strategic plan. And maybe I'll interview her at some point as well, because I truly believe when you do that, when you put an effort and a little bit of time to do it, your results become so much more powerful and you feel so much more in control and confident in your ability to create those results rather than at the mercy of the economy and everything that is going around you. And it really all stems from my coaching model: dream, plan, and do. Three simple words, and yet so powerful in that sequence, right? So when you dream, you have a vision for your business, for your life. And then from that vision, you create a goal, right? For, especially when you plan for the new year, it's a relatively short-term goal for 1 year or a number of goals. And then from there, you strategically decide which paths you're going to take first. The path you go onto and you decide onto provides direction to your brain, not only to execute whatever plan you create, but also to look for other opportunities that you might not be able to think in that moment, but then notice them because they align with your plan and then use them to your advantage. And in the previous podcast episode, I talked about my lessons from 2023. And one of them being is that strategy and flexibility go together. So it might seem like they're opposites, but truly when you have a strategic plan, in my experience and my clients' experience, you have a winning combination. Because again, strategic plan gives you direction and it just focuses your brain on the right path. And within that path, it will start seeing opportunities that you haven't thought about that align with your goals and the path. So when you follow a strategic plan about 80% of the time, then you have the 20% of the brain space and time reserved for seizing new and aligned opportunities. Okay. And that allows you to keep your business dynamic and growing and not stuck in a box or in a certain one way of thinking. But it's very hard to create those opportunities for yourself without the plan, because then the brain doesn't have the direction. It just thinks, so what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? And then you're not focused. You're just running after every shiny object syndrome, looking for shortcuts. What you need is focus, direction, and open mind to some new opportunities that you know will be right for you when you can grab them and focus on implementing them. And that's what truly strategic planning allows you to do. I hope that my little tangent has motivated you now to sit down and create a strategic plan for your business for 2024. And I will give you a quick process that we followed during the event with my clients that might help you with it if you want to do it on your own. So here is high-level process we followed. Now, the event that I created was a 5-day event where each step of the process I'm going to share with you in a second was spread between those 5 days. And why? Because it wasn't about spending 5 days doing strategic planning, but spending like a CEO power hour each day to think about questions that I gave to my clients and their business and reflect. And then from there, create space in their brain to come up with the plan and new ideas and strategies for the new year. Okay, so spreading that allows you to create that space for your brain to sort of work for you even when you're not focusing on strategic plan. You know how it is, like sometimes we, at school, I'm sure you had that, you had a math problem and you couldn't solve it in a moment and then you went for a walk or you went to bed, sleep, and then you woke up and the solution to the problem came up for you. So here is the same. We want to spread your thinking about your business in a strategic way over a short period of time to allow your brain to kind of mine its knowledge, to mine the experience and give you some great solutions and ideas that wouldn't have come up if you only spent, let's say, 2 hours to plan. So the process is, step one, you celebrate. You take time and look back and celebrate on your achievements and things that were great, or even the lessons that came from challenges in 2023. And I did create a podcast episode about it. So if you want to know a little bit more how to celebrate, you can look back to episode 128 titled Importance of Celebrating Big and Small Things, where I explained the whole philosophy behind celebrating. Then the second step is looking back and assessing 2023 or the old year, right? And then learning from it. And if you take the last week's podcast episode and me sharing with you the biggest 5 lessons that I've heard, this is really from that step. Then the third step is to create space for the ideas and for your brain to kind of, from that celebration and looking back, come up with improvements and ways to expand your business, but also ways to expand your self-concept as the leader of your business. Because again, your business cannot outgrow you. You cannot also outwork lags in the skill sets that you might have. So you always want to think about first, if I have big goals for my business for the new year, whom do I need to become as the CEO and the leader of my business in order to achieve those goals? And during the event with my clients, I gave them specific questions to reflect on and ponder on and direct them to those answers. Now, from there, step four is you create your goal. So to give you an example, for my business, I always start with an income or sales goal that then I take and think about, okay, how am I going to achieve it, right? How am I going to achieve it in a way that aligns with me, that aligns with my values, mission, vision, but pushes me because the goal is ambitious. And then from there, as I just said, fifth step is to plan for that goal, right? And there you create sometimes the sub goals, or people like to call them goals, saying, oh, I want to have X amount of clients and I want to add this and then that and so on. I treat those as sort of sub goals, so means to an end, to the result that I want in terms of income for your business. Now, if you're doing it for your personal life, of course, the goal would be different. So for me, my goal for 2024 is to create $250,000 Canadian, so $250,000 Canadian in cash or sales, which is an ambitious goal. However, it's realistic and possible and believable for me because since the inception of my business, I've been at least doubling it every year and achieving $250,000 in sales or cash in 2024 would be doubling my business again. And given that I teach that to my clients, right? That's the promise and the result that I offer to my clients, doubling your business. I want to lead by example and I want to be pushing myself and figuring it out how to do it. Now, I'm telling you about it, and I will probably be talking more about this goal as the year progresses because it also allows my brain to normalize it, okay? It does seem like a big goal, and I know I'll definitely have some self-concept and again, CEO growth and leadership growth in me in order to achieve it. So then the more I will talk about it, the more it will normalize in my brain that this is something that we can do. So as I mentioned, with my client's event, we had it spread for 5 days when the fifth day was like a group coaching call when I helped my clients to finalize the plan and make it actionable. And that's the one powerful thing that I do as a coach is not only help my clients create a strategic plan, which very often business owners just take and make it so generic that then they don't know how to implement and they abandon it. And that's how strategic planning gets the bad rep because majority of business owners never implement it, so they find it useless, right? I spent all this time creating the plan, but then it was so generic, I didn't know how to implement, and the new year started, I got back to my day-to-day, and nothing came out of it. So what's the point? The step that very often is missed and that it's critical and then translated into doable steps, small actions from monthly to weekly to daily that you know if I take this action and I know when I take it or I know who will take it, if it's my team member, then as we go on throughout the year, I'll achieve my plan. And that's the most difficult part to do, but that's the critical part to do in order to benefit from strategic plan. I call it simple action plan, and we do it with all my clients. So don't skip that step. Your plan has to be broken down into small steps that when you think about them and when you look at your week ahead of time, you're like, yeah, okay, I can do it. I know exactly what I'm going to do. And how you transpose it is you don't get rid of your CEO time. Yes, when you plan strategically, it's like a concentration of the CEO time when you spend a little bit more effort and time into thinking about your business from a high level, planning and so on, but then you don't abandon it altogether. You just take 1 hour a week. I call it CEO Power Hour. And within that 1 hour a week, you still think about your business strategically. You plan your moves for the following weeks. You're brainstorming more specific ideas, opportunities that maybe have come. You are strategizing on particular actions that you decided to take that week, that month, and so on. And I do that with my clients during our coaching sessions. Those coaching sessions really become CEO Power Hour, where we accomplish a lot by zooming out and strategizing about things rather than just being in the weeds. Okay, so you can't abandon this powerful time. You just take it and convert it into a weekly CEO Power Hour, because of course nobody has 5 hours or 6 or 10 hours a week every week to be planning strategically nonstop. At some point you're gonna start and implement and take action, right? And use that time to take action. So now I want to show you a couple of specific examples how I did it in my business, how I took the $250,000 of sales or cash as a goal in 2024 and translated it into some specifics in my business. And again, I'm not going to give you everything and the whole process. It's just we don't have too much time, but on specific examples, I'll explain. So when I think about whom do I need to become as a leader and CEO to create this size of a business, then automatically I know how I show up in my marketing will be evolving and changing. The first specific example is with my podcast. So you've probably heard, if you listen to Motivational Monday, aka Maggie's Moment, this week, that Motivational Mondays are changing and are becoming Maggie's Moments. And it's not just a change in the name of the short episode that I release every Monday. It also changed in the concept. One powerful shift that came from me thinking, who am I becoming and who do I need to become as the leader of my business in order to achieve my goal? So thus far, Motivational Mondays were that. There was a piece of motivation to give my audience a little bit of uplift on a Monday and go into the week. And then Friday episodes were more of a CEO time to think about your business a little bit deeper with some specific topics to consider. Now, the powerful shift that I made was that I want my audience to start getting results from me for free right in the beginning of the week. So Maggie's Moments will be one tip or small mindset shift that if you apply, will create results for you that week. Because I truly believe that sometimes the smallest mindset shift, the smallest tweak in systems can create powerful results. And I want to prove it to you through Maggie's Moments. So of course, with that, I'm going to invite you to truly not only listen to Monday's Maggie's Moments, but also take 5 minutes after listening and think, okay, how can I apply it to what Maggie taught me in 3 minutes this week in my business? And then when you do that, I want to know about the results you create, because they will be powerful and amazing. I know it. The second example is with a meetup group. For about a year and a half now, I don't even remember, but definitely full last year, I have a meetup group that as the meetup group organizer, you actually have to pay every month to run the meetup. And last year, I kind of had it, but I really didn't take ownership of it. I let that opportunity go without me taking full advantage of it. But I've been paying. So I've been investing money and not using it to its full potential. So when I think about me as a CEO of a $250,000 business, that person does not do that. If she invests in certain things, if she decides to do certain things, she's full on or she doesn't do it. This year, Since I've already paid up 6 months ahead of time, I'm going to step into her and take full ownership of this group. I've actually changed the name already to the Women in Service Hub to attract people that I want to serve, meaning women in service-based businesses. I decided I'm going to start with one event per month, but it's going to be an event that everybody wants to attend to. And it's going to be monthly Maven Mix and Mingle, where it's not just going to be networking event that you can go to on any other networking group, because that group is not a networking group. Yes, there'll be networking and so on, but I want to make it more powerful with collaborations, with workshops and so on. And I came up with the concept. I got coached on it. I went to my coach and asked her to help me, and I'm really excited about it. So we're kicking off the monthly Maven Mix and Mingle on January 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. So that's another way and another specific example that I'm sharing with you how my goal is informing not only what I'm going to do, but how am I going to do it in specific action. And I have two more examples to share with you. The third one relates to my client service delivery. Client service delivery is always, always one of my top three, really, focus areas every month, every quarter, every year. All my clients get results, and I want to keep that. And what I want to do is get them results even faster. So no matter where my client is at and starts at, I want them to get results as fast as possible. So having the experience of the strategic planning event that I did for all of them in December, it was such a great event that I want to do more of that. I want to bring my clients together more often. Now, my Diamond Effect group has that benefit because our coaching calls are within small group, but my one-on-one clients don't have that opportunity, right? They just meet with me every week one-on-one, which is very powerful, but there's also power in meeting other fellow entrepreneurs and masterminding with them. So I want to do more of that for my one-on-one clients as the part of their package, so at no additional charge, and also create specific opportunities for my Diamond Effect group, certain workshop events and so on, to help them as well speed up their results. So the first one is coming up in quarter one for Diamond Effect group. We'll have a 30-day sales challenge, and I'm very excited because the main goal we have in this group that consists of startups, early new business owners who haven't made a lot of money yet in their business, or sometimes haven't even signed their first client. So our goal is to create a $50,000 business, not only just as a result, but also a business that has a strong foundation and has systems and structure to then scale to six figures. And of course, I want my clients through that process to become leaders and CEOs who have the skill, the mindset, and the knowledge to do that. So the 30-day sales challenge is one of those things. It's a concentrated effort to focus on signing clients and getting the money in beginning of the year, but also developing sales and marketing skills as leaders of their business. So that's something we're going to do in quarter one. So now the last example that I wanted to give you is my personal work-life balance. In order to achieve this ambitious goal that I have, I need to take care of me as the CEO. And in order for me to operate at the highest level, have the best ideas, most creative ideas, see the right opportunities and be able to utilize them and implement them, I need to operate at my best. I need to think and feel and operate at my best. And I can only do that when I'm rested, when my body functions well, right? Then my mind will function well and so on. So I want to add one additional physical activity in my weeks. It's not like I don't do anything. I do stretch in the morning, every morning for 15 minutes. I do walk with my husband at lunch. And since September, I started going to hip hop once a week and having like a cardio workout, fun. I love dancing, but I've never done hip hop. I think it's super cool, so I do that. But then I want to add another small activity to build up my strengths. You know, as I'm aging, I don't want to lose the little muscle that I have. And I've done a little bit of that last year, but definitely haven't been consistent. I haven't established a habit out of it. So this year, I want to do that. I want to add Pilates during the week and something that it's simple, that's easy to do, that doesn't require a big effort. And yet, if I do it consistently, you know, let's say 3 times a week, it will allow me to operate at the highest level. So how I transpose that into actions I can take is I've already scheduled times when I know it will be easy for me to do it, the 3 days a week. I have an app from last year that I purchased that gives me the 15, 20 minutes exercises. So now, as you can see, it's very specific. So it will be easy for me to get into it and start implementing. So that's all I had for you this week. I hope that I've inspired you to create a strategic plan for yourself for 2024 and especially your business. And hey, of course, I want to invite you to get my help with it. And not only with the creation of the plan and transposing it into simple action plan, but also getting help and mentorship in implementing that plan successfully, building habits and systems to ensure that this happens not only in January or February, but throughout the year. So I want to invite you to coach with me. I will put a link to my calendar for us to have a chat about it first in the show notes. And I hope to talk to you soon. Have a fantastic week. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.